Okay, cosmos, supernatural beings, one of those under that chapter of things that can't be explained or fit within physicalist science, but in idealist science. So we could take here, yes, supernatural beings. That may sometimes visit Earth or sort of live in kind of parallel world, or invisibly, you could say, here on Earth with us. Or next to us. And the thing is, we find those in consistently, I mean, very, very definitely in all older cultures, including here in Sweden, not even so long ago. But now, when physicalism took over, then all of a sudden that is realm and those beings are just fantasy, meaning they don't exist. But originally, fantasy was something, meant something else. But they had to make it fantasy. Because it didn't fit into their mechanistic worldview. But again, in this idealist cosmos, we're talking about this living cosmos. Invisible beings living in these invisible realms beyond this earthly. Are not only allowed, but about as natural as it gets. Just like we live in this realm, there are others living in the other realms, including then Pretaloka, Pitriloka, Bhuvarloka. Where they basically wander among us. Some but then also as we have here these subtle beings, what are they called, all of them? In the Swedish folklore, then, well, in their realm that to us called the invisible realm, the other world, or just a little bit in between. Other rules rule, and people can look differently, maybe have more freedom to change shape or do things that here on Earth cannot be done by us, and therefore we consider impossible. So they have most probably then a wider range, wider scope of possibilities for doing fantastic things and having fun and all that. So, same thing, same life going on in different realms like that. And those who live in those realms are different, of course. Since they belong to that specific realm, which is for them. Like minds, like each other. And therefore the entire material world is in the Puranas of India. Said to be a realm of the gunas, and the seven worlds are realms of the three worlds. Based on gunas. That is the cosmos. Different realms. Some visible, some invisible to each other. Higher realms, where people are more sattvic, more enlightened and happy and bright and loving and caring. Wiser. And then while it continues in another higher realms, like the seven lokas up there with the real wise once reside, and then down there into the dark, animalistic, selfish, greedy, beastly, I am mine, give me food. And that's the game we're in. And those up there, the wise ones, they see that it's just a game. Of course, the players, the gamers, should be allowed to play their game. It's So what is it the Bhagavad Gita says? Don't disturb the minds of the ignorant. So here we have up there these words of the wise. Eternal, timeless wisdom echoing there through different shastra and scriptures and songs and stories. The Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the others. And they're simply showing us the real world, the real cosmos, the and they give us that enlightenment and that hope, that insight that, yes, you almost forgot again, didn't you, that this earthly realm, this physical space, as you call it, is not the only world. And that you are always existing. We all are. And when this ride is over that we are on now, we're back in a brighter world. So yeah, we can work all this into our story.